Welcome back in to Rutherford Issues on WGNS AM/FM and online, WGNSradio.com. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week. We are in the throes of Severe Weather Awareness Week right now, and we're going to talk about that today with Warning Coordination Meteorologist Tom Johnstone with the National Weather Service office in Nashville. And look back at Monday and look at today's focus and the rest of the week. Tom, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Well, it's good to have you here today, as we like to always remind folks about the severe weather possibilities during the springtime and just to be ready for that. And just happened to notice on the National Weather Service website for the Middle Tennessee area that we're even looking at the possibility of some severe weather on Thursday, and Rutherford County has already had a tornado this year back in January. So severe weather is not uncommon to this area.
No, severe weather really is a year-round affair across Middle Tennessee, but the potential for the real nasty severe weather, the tornado threats, peaks during the March, April, May time frame, with a secondary season during the month of November. Those really are our most active months.
So, but like you said, it's not uncommon to see it at any time. Why focus now in February on Severe Weather Awareness Week?
Well, as we get into late February, we're really rounding the corner from you know, where severe weather is unusual but can still happen, to where severe weather is, you know, almost a weekly threat as we get through the months of March, April, and May. So we really want to ramp people's preparedness efforts and preparedness understanding up now, so that as the severe weather season really gets going into its prime time, folks are ready.
I guess the severe weather outbreak last year in April really it has had an effect on preparedness. Would you say that more people are aware of the technology that's available to them to understand severe weather, to understand the potential, and when there is a severe weather possibility, that people are more vigilant about staying close to a source of weather?
I think so, and I think that's been ongoing since the early 2000s, through 2009, 2010, with the major events across Middle Tennessee, and then the tragic events of last April and last May in both Tuscaloosa, Northern Alabama, and in Joplin, Missouri. I think it really has brought to the forefront the fact that that we in the Mid-South are at risk. We're under the gun, as we like to say, for significant impacts from severe weather.
The fact that, you know, Tennessee is where it is, it's not only severe weather with tornadoes, but storms with lightning. We had a home here in Rutherford County just this winter that was hit by lightning. Kids were playing upstairs. Everybody was okay. They were having a sleepover, I think, in the upstairs. You may recall that story. Lightning is one of those deadly things as well, and I think that's today's focus, actually, isn't it?
Yep, today's focus is on lightning. We call lightning the underrated killer because it's something that folks don't realize, just how many people die each year from lightning. And Tennessee's in the top five historically for lightning fatalities, which is surprising when you consider the other states are typically more southern states that have more of a year-round outdoor activities, like Carolinas and Florida and Texas, those areas. But yeah, we have a very simple catchphrase that helps folks know what to do to stay safe from lightning, and that is, when thunder roars, go indoors.
Easy enough. That's easy to remember. Yep. Hopefully, we need to teach that to our kids as well. So when they're out playing outdoors, it could be one of those pop-up thunderstorms that we get during the summer months. When they hear the thunder, they need to get inside.
If you can see lightning and hear thunder, the next strike could easily be you. It's that close of a situation. Lightning can strike up to 10 miles from a thunderstorm. So if you can see lightning, hear thunder, you need to get inside.
I get to do a lot of the high school games, and especially in softball and baseball in the springtime, and football in the fall. Someone is watching the weather. If there is one crack of thunder, the whole thing is shut down and everyone gets inside. I recall last year we had a thunderstorm in the spring, and all it took was that one to get everyone inside. And they really do a good job of making sure that everyone's safe. And that's really what you have to do. The very first time you hear it, you need to stop what you're doing and get in.
Yes, no doubt about that. And we tell folks to get inside a house if they can, but if you're at a ball game, if you're outdoors and can't get to a well-made structure easily, your automobile actually is going to provide you a fair amount of protection from the lightning aspect of storms. Not the rubber tires, that has nothing to do with it, but the metal body of the car acts as sort of a shell, which allows the electrical charge to go around the vehicle and not through you. So an automobile is a close second in terms of safety from lightning. You just don't want to be outside when lightning threatens.
We're talking with Tom Johnstone today, the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and yesterday was a focus on flooding and flash floods. And, of course, you have to go no further than what happened a couple of years ago here in Middle Tennessee to understand the importance of when flash flood warnings and watches and things of that nature are issued.
Absolutely. And I think that the main thing is if the road in front of you is covered with water, turn around and drive another direction. Flooding is one of the unique threats for folks, because unlike tornadoes where folks are in many cases they lose their lives trying to take shelter, in flooding people die because they choose to enter the water. They either drive or walk into water that is incredibly powerful. And as little as 6 inches of water, if it's flowing fast, can knock a person off their feet and sweep them away. And as little as 2 feet of water can take any vehicle, car, truck, SUV, and wash it away. So it's real important to turn around and not drown.
That's the mantra there. And if water, if you live in an area that is flood prone, people, you probably know this. If your home is in an area that when it rains a lot, the water rises, then you need to pay special attention to forecasts that have maybe flood potential.
Absolutely. Flash flooding can happen in literally a matter of minutes. So, if you live in an area that's flood-prone, pay attention to our flood watches. The watch is going to be issued 6, 12, sometimes 24 hours before the flooding develops, and that'll give folks that are in those flood-prone areas a chance to maybe get a few things moved to higher ground and get themselves a little more amped up and ready to go if warnings come out. But once the warning is out, it can literally be minutes before the flash flooding hits. So it's real important to get to higher ground quickly.
Tom, tomorrow is Tornado Awareness Day, Tornado Drill Day as well. Mm-hmm. Tell us what will happen tomorrow.
Around 9:30 in the morning, we're going to activate the weather radios and the emergency alert system through the use of a routine weekly test. We're not actually going to issue a tornado warning, but folks that have their weather radios turned on will hear the alert tone come out, and that will trigger the beginning of the tornado drill. And really what we want folks to do is use that as an opportunity to go to their safe place and you know, practice what their severe weather plan is going to be. If you live in a frame home, once that warning is out, grab your family if they're around, whoever's with you, get to that lowest level of your home in the interior and spend a few minutes there just talking about what you do in a real tornado. I think it's a good chance for schools and businesses and everyone else to also practice their plans. That's what we hope folks do.
Tornadoes, I guess, get all the press. You know, the television stations are tracking tornadoes, and you know, we do the same with alerts and sending out text and things of that nature, because they are so dangerous, obviously. And I mentioned earlier, Rutherford County has already had a tornado touchdown in the Laverne area this year. So. And we seem to get it just about every year here in Rutherford County. I used to know this statistic, but it seems like we have some touchdown of some type, whether it be a large or small tornado, every single year. And it's I think Rutherford County at one time was leading the state or close to leading the state in the number of tornadoes. So we're kind of vigilant around here, I guess.
Yeah, Shelby County, it leads the state for tornadoes, and due to the large population base and the fact that they're just out in a slightly more tornado-prone area. But across Middle Tennessee, over the last 10 years, it's really been neck and neck between Rutherford and Sumner counties in terms of tornado numbers. The latest numbers I had seen had Rutherford County just ahead since 1950 with that additional tornado that occurred and several tornadoes back on April 27th of last year. So it is a very very tornado-prone county, but one of the things that was good to hear, and I think it really falls back on the preparedness efforts of the county, you know, in terms of emergency management, and also the county in terms of Rutherford County residents, was the April 2009 tornado in Murfreesboro was the first killer tornado since 1950 in the county. So even though Rutherford County's got hit up by a lot of tornadoes, it took a tornado of the magnitude of the Good Friday tornado to actually to tragically take lives.
Well, and that was a monster that would probably take lives anywhere, especially hitting in a population like that. What does it mean to be storm ready? Is that part of the maybe part of the positive that we see with even with tornadoes that the county is storm ready, the emergency responders, you've got media here that really will get the word out very quickly and that people really understand. Is that all part of the process to help save lives, do you think?
Oh, definitely. Storm Ready is a program that the Weather Service instituted to recognize communities that have done everything they can to prepare their residents. And Rutherford County is as storm-ready a county as there is. And basically it entails having multiple ways to get warnings and multiple training opportunities and drills and a great working relationship with the National Weather Service where we're exchanging information, we have a great relationship, and we know each other really well. And I think, you know, storm-ready, is a big part of why Rutherford County's been, in terms of loss of life, been not hit as hard as they could have been.
Tom Johnstone, the Warning Coordination Meteorologist, joining us today, talking about Severe Weather Awareness Week, which is this week. Before our time runs away, Tom, I want to talk about this dual pole radar. What does this new tool here for the National Weather Service do, and maybe even in severe weather? How will this help?
I think it's really going to help. It's going to be a big help for Rutherford County and the surrounding areas. Dual polarization means that the radar beam has a vertical and a horizontal polarization. Basically, we're sending out two radar beams, not one. And what that means to the meteorologist is we can see a three-dimensional picture of the types of particles that are floating around in the atmosphere. Now, to the average person, that may not mean a whole lot, but to a meteorologist and our ability to warn people about weather that's the kind of weather that's coming in, it means a lot. It allows us to see whether we've got an atmosphere that's full of a lot of big raindrops or a lot of small raindrops. And knowing that right there can help us better estimate rainfall amounts and forecast flooding. One of the best parts of the dual polarization radar will be it will have a very clear signal when tornadoes are lofting debris up into the sky, so that if there's pieces of wood and shingles and even small pine needles that are getting pulled up into the atmosphere, that sends back a very clear signal to the radar with a dual polarization capability that a meteorologist can use to confirm the existence of a tornado.
That will, give you, we always hear radar indicated tornado. I guess this will help with that radar indication of a tornado before you get the ground truth or the eyewitness that this thing is on the ground.
Yep, it will. A lot of tornadoes, including the tornado which hit the over by the Wilson County line back in January, that tornado was wrapped in rain and would have been almost invisible to a spotter, but the radar could see the debris. Also at night, with very limited ability to see, we're very confident we'll see tornadoes at night like we never could before.
So much to talk about. You mentioned spotters. I want to give you a chance to talk about that. I wanted to also hit on TEMA has rolled out their Ready TN app, and you can go to the App Store and download that. I did that when it came out. It's in the Apple iTunes store or the Apple App Store, and also for Android devices. You get weather alerts and information, Red Cross shelters, TDOT information. It's really a great tool. I liked it because of the local contacts. It's right there on your phone, so a pretty neat thing. And
it really is.
Tom, one more thing before our time runs out, and we're getting close, but talk to us about Skywarn and storm spotters as well, those two things.
Even with the upgraded dual polarization technology, we're still going to need eyes and ears on the ground letting us know what's actually happening. And the best way that folks can get involved is to attend one of our storm spotter classes. In Rutherford County, we have a class scheduled Tuesday, March 27th in Laverne. Folks can get the entire schedule by going to weather.gov/Nashville and just click on the top link there. It will say spotter training classes, and you'll see the whole schedule. We've got a couple dozen scheduled over the coming weeks.
And so what happens to, you go to the Skywarn spotter class, then what?
Well, the class is free to attend. It mm-hmm. takes about 2 hours. And what we do is we give them the basic skills they need to identify dangerous clouds, the kind of clouds that either are associated with a tornado now or could very soon be associated with life-threatening weather, and then give them the information they need. We give the spotters the information they need to let us, the National Weather Service, warn their whole community. So it's really about community service. We're giving folks the training they need to help protect their community.
Tom, thanks for all the work the National Weather Service does. Today, the Severe Weather Awareness Week focus is on lightning, the underrated killer. Tomorrow is the Tornado Safety Day, the tornado drill about 9:30 tomorrow. Thursday, severe thunderstorms is the focus. Of course, straight line winds are very dangerous as well. And so Thursday, we could actually have some severe thunderstorms rolling through. I looked at the forecast just a second ago.
Yeah, it could be, depending on how the timing works out. It could be a squall line or some strong storms late Thursday.
Welcome to springtime in Tennessee, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tom, again, thanks for all of the work that the National Weather Service does. I know that our weather service works closely with the National Weather Service to put out the product. I know you work closely with television stations and just mm-hmm. doing what you need to do to get the weather information out. And that open door policy that you have certainly has saved some lives, I'm sure. And I appreciate what you do and Larry Venosi and everyone there at the National Weather Service.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian, very much.
All right. Tom Johnstone, the warning coordination meteorologist, joining us from the National Weather Service office in Nashville. And we will take a break, and we'll be right back.